Feels good, you know, especially that's a whole unit play. I feel like wouldn't have been impossible without crucial blocks and good scheming. So, yeah, that's a unit award, but, you know, it's in the past and we're moving on. I was. It was unbelievable. He's looking as fast as ever.
Fastest man alive?
Ever. You said it, complimentary football. Anytime you have multiple units playing well, usually good things happen and there's good results. So, we had a tough practice today to go back and work on all the weaknesses and all the stuff that we have to work on to help the team get better. And, it was a good opportunity to get better, and we tried to take advantage of it, and now we're looking towards the Colts. I mean, you'll unplug for a day, but you're in such a routine right now, and, we're all creatures of habits in this locker room, and I'm sure you'll get in and, get a workout in, watch football and do that, but you'll definitely, unwind for a day. I mean, you got multiple guys making plays, so, you'd have to ask him, but it looks like he's trusting a lot of guys. So it's definitely been great for the offense, and when we're winning ball games, you can't complain. Just try to be consistent in practice. Work with them. Run extra routes if you have to. All that kind of stuff, and a lot of guys have done that. LaFell's done it, Gronk's done it, Shano's done it, Danny's done it. And I mean, everyone's working their tails off to try to improve each day. Act like one of the guys. Oh, hey.
You should be on an airplane right now.
What time's it leave, bro? No, he's definitely one of the guys. I mean, he may be like 20 years older than us.
You heard that?
No, he didn't. But he's one of my best friends, and he's a pleasure to work with him and be around him each and every day and, hang out. I mean, he's one of the guys regardless, that's awesome that he comes and celebrates with the teammates. That's what leaders do, and he's our leader. I mean, being in the same sentence of being, as competitive as a guy like that, or, having that chip on the shoulder is obviously an honor. He's worked for everything he's got, and he's taken advantage of every opportunity he's been given, and that's why he's at where he's at. And, when you see that, when young guys see that in the locker room, guys that are undrafted, guys that are seventh-round guys, sixth-round guys that are, you're not supposed to make the team when you're those kind of guys, but when you see that your leader, is a guy that's had a lot of success in this league, was that, it gives guys hope, and it gives guys, a fight that, why can't that be me? You just want to go out and try to play better ball each week. We don't have a bunch of games. We're not like other sports. We have 16, and every game's valuable. And, Coach Belichick, he's been around the league a long time. And he lets us know that, and he reminds us that, if you can get better each and every week, you're putting yourself in a good opportunity to do good things. So, it's definitely something that we take pride in, and we're going to continue to try to do.